B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Chof Ches. We're going to start 10 lines from the top of the Omid. And the Gemara is taking us back to our Mishnah on Daf Chof Aleph Omid Aleph at the beginning of the Perek, where the Mishnah discusses how exactly one is supposed to dispose of the Chometz. And we saw that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Biur Chometz Elo Sreifa, and in the previous Gemara we learnt what his source was. You can also be mefarer, you can crumble up the chometz and scatter it in the wind, or you can cast it into the sea. Says the Gemara, the Gemara asks a question. Because the Mishnah makes it very clear that regarding scattering the chometz in the wind, you have to first be mefarer, you have to first crumble it up. And crumbs, if you throw them in the wind, nobody will be able to collect them. But if you just throw a whole piece of bread, a whole loaf of bread, a whole piece of chometz, and you throw it in there, somebody may pick it up and come and eat it, and that's not allowed. However, when it speaks about casting the chometz into the sea, the Mishnah doesn't explicitly tell us whether you have to crumble up the chometz first, or whether you can take the whole piece of chometz as is and just chuck it into the sea. And that's going to be the discussion in the Gemara now. Heicha ka'omar, mefarer v'zoyre l'ruach. You have to crumble the chometz v'zoyre l'ruach and scatter it in the sea, in the wind. Umefarer umate l'yam. Or if you want to throw it into the sea, you have to first crumble it and then you can throw it into the sea. Oy dilma, maybe not. Mefarer, you have to crumble it up v'zoyre l'ruach. That's if you want to throw it into the wind. Aval mate l'yam, but if you want to throw it into the sea, be'ena, you can take a whole piece of chometz as it is and throw it into the sea. That's the question, says the Gemara. And a similar question we have, not regarding chometz, but also regarding Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah also has to be disposed of. Utnan, we learnt in a mission in Avodah Zarah. Utnan nami gabi Avodah Zarah. Ki hai gavna, a similar question, a similar Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah, Sheichuk, you grind. In our Mishnah, speaking about food particles, speaking about bread, it speaks about mefarer, you crumble it up. However, Avodah Zarah, which are inanimate objects, typically stone or wood, you wouldn't crumble them, you would grind them. So Rabbi Yossi says that regarding Avodah Zarah, Sheichuk, you grind them up, v'zoyre l'ruach, and you throw them, you scatter them with the wind, or you throw them into the sea. We have the same question. You have to grind Avodah Zarah irrespective of whether you're planning to scatter it in the wind or throw it in the sea. Oy dilma, maybe no. You only have to grind it if you're planning to throw it in the wind. And obviously, if you don't grind it, it's a whole Avodah Zarah, and you throw it in the wind, somebody will pick it up. But if you're throwing it into the sea, you can throw it into the sea as it is, and you do not need to assume that somebody may find it and then have benefit or use or eat the chometz or have benefit from the Avodah Zarah. So that was the question that the Gemara asked regarding chometz, and the Gemara said the same question applies to Avodah Zarah. So we're going to have two opinions in the Gemara, Rabba and Rav Yosef. Omar Rabba. Rabba said, Mistabra, Avodah Zarah, Deliyam HaMelech Ka'ozla. Avodah Zarah is different to chometz. With chometz, it says you should throw it into the sea. It can be any sea, any river, as long as you crumble it up and you throw it in the water, that's okay. Or that's the discussion, if you have to crumble it up or not, but you can throw it into any sea or river. However, regarding Avodah Zarah, it has to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech, into the Dead Sea. There are no ships there, and nobody is going to find anything there. So Rabbi says that regarding Avodah Zarah, where there's a condition that you have to throw it, if you're throwing it into the sea, it has to be to the Yam HaMelech, to the Dead Sea, Ka'ozla. Loi Boyesh Chikei does not need to be ground, because nobody's going to find it anyway. Chometz, however, regarding chometz, de l'shar nahoris ka'ozel, you can throw it into any river, boya piro, because if you throw the chometz whole, somebody may be swimming there, somebody may be there on a boat, and will, by mistake, or not knowingly, will collect this piece of bread and eat it, and it's chometz. And therefore, you need to crumble it up. With Avodah Zarah, where it goes into the Yam HaMelech, nobody is there, nobody will find it, you do not need to grind it first. That's what Rabba's opinion. Omar le Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef argued and says, Adarabba, on the contrary, I would say the opposite. Ibcha mistabra. It's logical to say exactly the opposite. Avodah Zarah, when it comes to Avodah Zarah that's made of wood, of stone, Deloy Mamisa, it does not dissolve. Boya Shchika, you have to grind it up because it's going to stay in its original state even after you've thrown it into the Yam HaMelech. Chometz, however, regarding bread, Dememis, where it's going to dissolve, you throw it in the sea, into a river, it doesn't take long and it gets totally dissolved. Loy Boya Pirur, there you do not need to crumble it up before throwing it into the river. That was the Machlekes Rabbah and Rav Yosef. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavaseh de Rabba, Vatanya Kavaseh de Rav Yosef. We're going to find two brises. In one brise, it's going to say explicitly that you have to crumble up the chometz before throwing it into the sea. And that's like Rabba. In the second brise, we're going to see that you have to grind Avodah Zarah before throwing it into the Yam HaMelech. And that's like Rav Yosef. So we're going to have two brises, and in both of them they say you have to crumble and grind the chometz and Avodah Zarah, and that's half like Rabba, half like Rav Yosef. So the Gemara starts by saying that one brisa is a raya to Rabba, the other one to Rav Yosef, and then the Gemara is going to ask how each one is going to answer the other one. Tanya Kavasei de Rabba, but Tanya Kavasei de Rav Yosef. Tanya Kavasei de Rabba, where do we find in a brisa that before throwing the chometz into the river, into the sea, you have to crumble it, which is like rubber. Hoyom halich bamidbar. If somebody is going in the desert and he's got chometz and he has to dispose of it before Pesach, mefarir v'zera l'ruach, he crumbles up the chometz and throws it in the wind. Hoyom halich b'sfinab, if he's on the boat at sea and it's almost Pesach and he's got chometz to dispose of, mefarir umatil l'yam, he has to grind it up and throw the chometz into the, not grind it, he has to crumble it up and throw the chometz into the sea. So there you see clearly, like Rabba, that chometz has to be crumbled before it's put into the sea. Tanya Kavasei de Rav Yosef, there's another brisa that says like Rav Yosef, Hoyom halich bamidbar, if somebody's going in the desert, sheichuk v'zayra l'ruach, he has to grind the Avodah Zarah and throw it in the sea if he's got Avodah Zarah to dispose of, and throw it into the wind, sorry. Hoyom halich b'sfina, if he's going on a boat and he's got Avodah Zarah to dispose of, sheichuk, he has to grind it, umatil yam, and he has to throw it into the sea. So you see clearly it says in the brisa, you have to grind the Avodah Zarah before disposing of it in the sea. And that is like Rav Yosef, not like Rabba. Says the Gemara, shchika kashil Rabba. The second brisa that says you have to grind the Avodah Zarah is a question on Rabba, who says you only have to crumble chometz, you do not need to grind Avodah Zarah. Pirur kashil Rav Yosef. And the first brisa that says you have to crumble the chometz is a question against Rav Yosef, who says you only have to grind the Avodah Zarah, but you do not need to crumble the chometz. Says the Gemara, shchika l'rabba loy kasha. The brisa that says that you have to grind Avodah Zarah before throwing it into the sea is not a contradiction to Rabba. Hola Yam HaMelech, Hola Lashar Nahoris. You'll notice in that brisa, in that second brisa, it's talking about the Yam, the sea. It doesn't mention the Yam HaMelech. Somebody who's out at a regular sea and he's throwing the Avodah Zarah out, of course he has to grind it first because other ships may come and find it. Only when you're throwing it into the Yam HaMelech, where there's no ships there, nobody's going to find it. That's where Rabba says that you do not have to grind the Avodah Zarah. Pirul Rav Yosef loy kashya. The brisa, the first brisa that says that you have to crumble the chometz before throwing it into the water is not a contradiction to Rav Yosef. Habachiti, habanama. It depends what you're disposing of. If you're disposing of wheat kernels, then of course you're not allowed to throw a whole bag, a whole sack of wheat kernels into the sea. Everybody agrees with that because somebody may find it and use it. And what you have to do is you have to scatter them. You have to open up the bag and scatter them on the sea, and then nobody will be able to collect them. When you're talking about bread, that is where there's a machlokes. Do you need to crumble up the bread or not? And there, Rabba says that according to Rabba, you have to crumble it up just in case somebody would find it. And according to Rav Yosef, you don't have to because it's going to dissolve and disintegrate, and therefore you don't need to crumble it up. But a sack of wheat kernels that have become chometz, everybody agrees that you have to scatter them on the sea and don't throw it in the sea as is in its collected form. Continues the next Mishnah. Chometz shel nochri, if you have chometz that belong to a goy, Sha'over alava Pesach, a goy had chometz on Pesach, and a goy didn't do an aveira, he doesn't need to dispose of his chometz. And after chometz, the Yisrael now gets hold of this chometz, he buys it, however it gets to the Yisrael, the halacha is mutar b'hano, you're allowed to have hano from chometz that belong to a goy on Pesach. Obviously you're not allowed to have hano from it on Pesach, after Pesach you can have hano from it. V'shel Yisrael, and chometz that belonged to Yisrael on Pesach, that means he did not do tashbis, so he did not get rid of it, and it was in the reshus of the Yisrael over Pesach, which is severely osa, then even after Pesach osur b'hano, he's not allowed to have any hano from this chometz shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, lo yiroe lecho so'ir. In the Gemara, we're going to see where in the words lo yiroe lecho so'ir we see that chometz after Pesach is osur b'hano. And the Gemara is going to explain that since on Pesach it's so severe to own chometz, as it says lo yiroe lecho, then after Pesach they gave a penalty to this person since you did not get rid of it on Pesach. Therefore, the Chachamim said it's osur b'hano even after Pesach. But that's going to depend on a machlokes tanoim that we're going to see in the coming Gemara. Says the Gemara, Mani Masnisen, this Mishnah that says that a chometz shel Yisrael is osur b'hano after Pesach, and a chometz shel goy is mutur b'hano after Pesach, who is this? And the Gemara is going to introduce us to a three-way machlokes regarding these halachas, and the Gemara is going to say that it seems from our Mishnah that our Mishnah is neither of these three opinions. Loi Reb Yehuda, v'loi Reb Shimon, v'loi Reb Yosi Aglili. Mayhi, where do you find these three Tanoim? What's going on? D'tanya, we're going to see it in a Braisa. And now we're going to learn a whole Omud where we're going to learn just these three opinions as they are. And only right to the end of Daf Chof Ches Omud Beis, the Gemara is going to come back to this and say, Mani Masnisin, who's our Mishnah? And speak out how it seems that our Mishnah is like neither of these three opinions. And then the Gemara, that's going to be in the next Daf on Daf Chof Tes, there's going to be a Machlokes between two Amiroim, Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, and Rava as to who the Mishnah, which of these opinions the Mishnah can be following. But we're going to now learn the Braisa as it is. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Chometz, Bein Lifnei Zmanoi, Bein Le'achar Zmanoi, Oiver Olav Belav. At this point in time, this Braisa is not talking about the Chometz of a Goy. He's first talking about the Chometz of a Yisrael. Now we know that chometz on Pesach is severely osa. The question is, how osa is it? We take for granted chometz is osa b'achila, chometz is osa b'hano, and if you eat chometz on Pesach, it's chiyuv koros. These are things that everybody knows. But this seems to be a machlokes tanoim. We're going to see, because Pesach actually has three different times. There's before Pesach, which means from the end of the sixth hour, that's called Lifnei Zmanoi, before Pesach proper, from the end of the sixth hour, the second half of Erev Pesach day, that's one time period. And then you've got Pesach itself, the 7 days of Pesach. And then you've got all the time after Pesach. Chometz that belonged to Yisrael on Pesach, what's going to be the halacha after Pesach? So then we're going to see now inside. Chometz, bein lifnei zmanoi, bein le'achar zmanoi, over olav belav. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that not only on Pesach is eating chometz, you've done an aveira of a lav, but even if you eat chometz before Pesach, starting from the sixth hour on Erev Pesach, from the end of the sixth hour, from after Chatzos and Erev Pesach, and even if you eat chometz after Pesach, if it was chometz that belonged to Yisrael on Pesach, well, we'll soon see exactly whether it's even belonging to a goy. But at this point, let's assume it means just a Yisrael, that if you eat chometz that belonged to Yisrael on Pesach, there's a lav, there's an aveira in the Torah to eat chometz even after Pesach. All three time periods, lifnei Pesach, which is from after Chatzos and Erev Pesach, during Pesach and after Pesach, all three have a lav. Toich zmanoi, however, if you eat chometz on Pesach, over a lav belav, not only have you transgressed a lav and an issa to eat chometz, the koros is also going to be punished by koros. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon argues with Rabbi Yehuda and says, Lifnei zmanoi ula'acha zmanoi, eino over olav b'loi klum. If somebody eats chometz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, or after Pesach, even if it's chametz that belonged to Yisrael on Pesach, he's not transgressed a lav. However, on Pesach, over a lav b'koros ubelav, he's transgressed the avera, and he's going to be punishable by koros. And the Gemara is going to say these words are actually Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Shimon and says that as soon as it's osur ba'achila, it's also osur ba'anah. And since you're not allowed to eat the chometz from the sixth hour, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're also not allowed to have anah from the chometz from the sixth hour. And the Gemara says osur netanakama. These words are following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Shimon. Continues the Braisa. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimir. Rabbi Yisrael clearly argues even with Rabbi Shimon and says, Tama al atzmecho, you're discussing whether chometz after Pesach is a lav, if it's not a lav, you should be wondering to yourself, chometz osur bahano, kol sheikh chometz osur bahano, kol shiva. Where do you know that even on Pesach chometz is osur bahano? And we've actually discussed Rabbi Yisrael clearly already before on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Yisrael clearly holds that chometz is seriously osur to eat on Pesach, but to have hano from on Pesach? There's no pasuk that suggests it should be also ba'ano. Continues the Braisa, Uminayin la'oichel chometz mishei shoyis ulemailo shu'oiver b'loisase. What's the source of Rabbi Yehuda that chometz is also to eat chometz already from the end of the sixth hour on Erev Pesach? Shenemar lo'iseichel olav chometz. Olav meaning the time that you shecht the korban Pesach. When do you shecht the korban Pesach? From after Chatzos on the 14th of Nisan. Lo'iseichel olav chometz. You're not allowed to eat chometz in a time where you're allowed to shecht the korban Pesach, which is from the 14th of Nisan. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Omar le'Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon, who we know in the Braisa, holds that there's no lav to eat chometz from the sixth hour min ha-Torah, or from the sixth hour of the 14th of Nisan, he's going to say that the posuk that says le'seichel olav chometz cannot be referring to not eating chometz before Pesach. It must be referring to not eating chometz on Pesach. Now, exactly how Reb Shimon is going to do this is not so clear, and Tosfos already says haloshin dochuk that it doesn't read so well. We'll try and make a reading of this in the Gemara. Omar le Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon answers to Reb Yehuda. V'chi efsher loimakein. Can you say that the word olav in loisoichal olav chometz is referring to erev Pesach, to the time that you shecht the korban Pesach? V'aloi kvar nema, in the very same posuk, a few words later, it says after loisoichal olav chometz shivas yomim. It's loisoichal olav chometz. It says shivas yomim toichal olav matzos, that you have to eat on it matzah. What does that mean? That cannot be going on the time that you shecht the korban Pesach. There's no chiyuv of matzah on Erev Pesach. The chiyuv of matzah starts only from the time that you're allowed to eat the korban Pesach, which is from the night of the 15th, not from the day from the 14th. Im kein ma talmud leima loiseichel olav chometz. So what do we learn from the loiseichel olav chometz? So how do we read the olav at the beginning of the pasuk loiseichel olav chometz? That only b'shar sheyeshne b'kum echol matzah, only that time period from when there's a chiyuv to eat matzah, which is from the night of the 15th, yeshne bebal toichel chometz, only then is there's an issa to eat chometz, or b'shar she'enei b'kum achol matzah. But on Erev Pesach from the 14th of Nisan, even after Chatzos, where there's no chiyuv to eat matzah, enei bebal toichel chometz, there's no lav to eat chometz. And that's the opinion of Reb Shimon. Continues the Gemara, my Talmud Rav Yehuda. But what is the source for Rabbi Yehuda that there's a lav also on Erev Pesach, also on Pesach, and also after Pesach to eat chometz? Tlosa kroi ksivi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there are three psukim. One of them is loy ye ochel chometz. The pasuk says, "Vayeme Moshe la'om zocher es ayim azeh asher yatzosem mitzrayim mibeis avodim ki bechizek yot hoytzi Hashem eschem mizeh v'lo ye ochel chometz." That's once where it says, "Don't eat chometz." There's another pasuk that says, "Kol machmetz es loyseichelu b'chol moishveisechem toichlu matzis." Another pasuk. There's a third pasuk, which is actually the one that Rabbi Yehuda himself brought before. Loiseichal olav chometz shivas yomim toichlu olav matzis, etc. From loiseichal olav chometz, Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda learns, that means don't eat chometz when of when you're allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach, and that's the pasuk that we use to tell us that in Erev Pesach, from the end of the sixth hour, you're not allowed to eat chometz. Chad lifnei zmanoi, one of these three psukim is to tell us there's a lav to eat chometz before Pesach, from the end of the sixth hour, on Erev Pesach. V'chad la'achar zmanoi, one to tell us that even after Pesach, if chometz belonged to Yisrael on Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it even after Pesach. V'chad la'toich zmanoi, and one to tell us that you're not allowed to eat chometz on Pesach. Asks the Gemara of Reb Shimon, what's Reb Shimon going to do with these three psukim? Reb Shimon says there's only ever an issa to eat chametz on Pesach, not before Pesach, not after Pesach. He's got two psukim over extra. So he says as follows, V'chol machmetzes, the pasuk that one of the three psukim of Rabbi Yehuda that says V'chol machmetzes lo yisaychelu, what does he learn from that? Miboyele, he's coming to teach us about which type of chametz. It's not trying to an extra pasuk to add to us an extra time span where it's also to eat chametz. Just is coming to teach us a different type of chametz. There's one chametz called chametz, which is something that in its own it just rose, it fermented, it became leavened bread. And there's machmetzes, there's a dough that in and of its own would not have become chametz. It only became chametz because you put some yeast, some fermenting agent into it that made it chametz. Maybe that's not so severe. Maybe you're allowed to eat that on Pesach. Says Reb Shimon, v'chol machmetzes miboyli l'kedetanya. It says in the Braisa, ein li elosh en es chametz me'elov. From the psukim that say, lo yisoich al olov chometz, I will just learn that you're not allowed to eat chometz on Pesach, regular chometz, it became chometz on its own. Machmas dover acher, but if it only became chometz with the aid of some agent, some yeast, some fermenting agent, who says, minayin, how do you know that even that's not allowed to be eaten on Pesach? Talmud loyma, that's what the pasuk says. Kol machmetzes, the word machmetzes means it became leavened by something else. Lo yisaychelu, you're not allowed to eat it, that even that is also to eat on Pesach. And what's he doing now with the third pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda uses, loy ye ochel chometz? What's Rabbi Shimon doing with that pasuk? Miboyele, look at the Tanya, there's another braisa, another halacha, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer. Minayin lepesach Mitzrayim. How do you know that on the Pesach, in that one year, that first year when we came out of Mitzrayim, she'ein chimutzay noeg eloyim echod. Not like today that there's a halacha, you're not allowed to eat chometz for the duration of 7 days of Pesach. How do you know that first year, it was only also to eat chometz for one day? Talmud Lema, it says in that pasuk, it says, Vayeme Moshe la'om zochiris ha'yim hazeh, that one day ashe yatzasim in Mitzrayim, etc. V'lo ye'ochil chometz. And chometz was not eaten then. Eloyim, Talmud Lema, lo ye'ochil chometz. V'samich lei, and afterwards, that means the next pasuk after that, means we don't learn it out from ha'yim hazeh. It's the end of that pasuk lo yachol chometz. That's the end of pasuk gimel. The beginning of pasuk dalet says hayoyim atem yoytzim. On this day you're going out of Mitzrayim b'chodesh ha'aviv. So there's a continuation lo yachol chometz hayoyim. This one day hayoyim atem yoytzim. So that's what Rabbi Yosi Aglili and the Braisa learns from that pasuk of lo yachol chometz, and that's what Rabbi Shimon does with this lo yachol. So now we have to understand that Rabbi Yehuda uses these three psukim, lo yisoichel alav chometz, v'lo yochel chometz, and kol machmetzes lo yisoichelu, to tell us there are three different times that you're not allowed to eat chometz. How's he going to know these two halachas? Number one, that even chometz that became chometz with the aid of something else is also asa. And how does he know that in Pesach Mitzrayim, they only had an issa of chometz one day? Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, Machmas Tova Acher Minole, how does he learn that you're not allowed to eat chometz, even if it became chometz, via a fermenting agent? Says the Gemara, Mid Afker Achmona Beloshen Machmetzes. It says, Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisaychelu. The very fact that it says there's an Issa, there's another pasuk called Machmetzes Lo Yisaychelu, teaches us that there's an extra time that's also. Why does the Torah deviate from the regular term chometz and refer to machmetzes? That's an added diuk to teach us this halacha. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Minoli, how does Rabbi Yehuda know this halacha of Rabbi Yosi Aglili that in the Pesach Mitzrayim they were only prohibited from eating chometz one day? Because there's again two aspects here. It says in the pasuk, lo yochel chometz, And then it says the next pasuk, Hayoyim atem yetzim. So from the fact that it says lo yo'achel chometz teaches us on a time period that you're not allowed to eat chometz. The next pasuk that says Hayoyim is telling us that that Issa, when it comes to Pesach Mitzrayim, was just one day. Or it could be smuchin lo dorish. Maybe he doesn't hold of these smuchin, and therefore he will not have a source that Mitzrayim, they only had one day, and it's the chometz. Maybe he argues with Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And say for Dvorim, everybody learns smuchin, but for the rest of the Torah, maybe he doesn't hold of smuchin. Continues the Gemara, and this is before we're getting back to our Mishnah. The Gemara wants to go back to a detail, which was Reb Shimon's question against Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda said in the Braisa that the source that even before Pesach, on Erev Pesach, there's an Issa allowed to eat chometz, is from the pasuk of Lo Yiseich Halal of Chometz. Reb Shimon said against Reb Yehuda, it cannot be. You're saying from the words Lo Yiseich Halal of Chometz, as if to say that chometz may not be eaten all of at the time where you shecht the Korban Pesach. But the pasuk says after that, Shivas Yomim Toichal Olav Matzois, meaning that you start, the chiyuv to eat matzah starts olav at the time that you are required to eat the Korban Pesach. Nothing to do with shechting the Korban Pesach. If olav of Shivas Yomim Toichal Olav Matzois means on Pesach, and we compare that to Loisoichal Olav Chometz, and the Gemara, the formula that Reb Shimon used was that we learn from the words Shivas Yomim Toichal Olav Matzois to teach us something about Lo Yiseichal Olav Chometz. That the only time that there's an Issa of Lo Yiseichal Olav Chometz is when there's a Shivas Yomim Toichal Olav Matzois from the time where you eat the Korban Pesach from the nightfall of the 15th of Nisan. And that's a very good question, that the Pasuk seems to be comparing the Issa Chometz to the Chiyuv Matzah, and somehow, according to Reb Yehuda, he's learning that even though the Chiyuv of Matzah starts on the night of the 15th, the Issa Chometz starts in the day of the 14th. That was Reb Shimon's question against Reb Yehuda. How is Reb Yehuda going to answer that? Let's see the Gemara. Omar Mar. We learnt in the Braisa, Uminayin, what's the source according to Reb Yehuda? Lo'ichol chometz mishei shoysu lemaylo, that if you eat chometz on the 14th of Nisan, from after the 6th hour, shu'oivar, Rabbi Loisa said that he's transgressed a lav in the Torah, Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, lo'isoichal olav chometz. Divi Reb Yehuda, that was the opinion of Reb Yehuda. Omalei Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon responded to Reb Yehuda and said, V'chi efshar lo'im akein, how can you learn the Pasuk that way? V'aloi kvar ne'ma lo'isoichal olav chometz shivas yomim toichal olav matzois. That we compare the lo'isoichal olav chometz to the shivas yomim toichal olav matzois, and the same way as shivas yomim toichal olav matzois is only from the night of the 15th, so too lo'isoichal olav chometz is only from the night of the 15th. That was the end of the query Reb Shimon had against Reb Yehuda. Says the Gemara of Reb Yehuda, and you Reb Yehuda, Shapir Komar Le Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon asked a very good question. How are you going to answer that? And the Gemara is saying that Reb Yehuda is going to answer that it's true. We do compare, or there's something similar to the Issa Chometz and the Chiyuv Matzah, but it's not about the time. It's not that the time that you're required to eat Matzah is the time that you're not allowed to eat Chometz, and before that you're allowed to eat Chometz. That's how Reb Shimon learned it. Reb Yehuda said no. Reb Yehuda said it's actually we're going to learn something about from Chometz to matzah. What could the Issa of Chometz be teaching us about matzah? A very lot. Why? Because there's a pasuk that says, Al matzois umeroirim yoichlu hu, that the way the Korban Pesach was eaten was together with matzah and together with moror. What happens when a person is not able to eat the Korban Pesach, or in a time where there is no Korban Pesach? Maybe the mitzvah of matzah and moror also goes out the window and also doesn't apply. So Reb Yehuda is going to learn that we learn from here Lo Yiseichal Olav Chometz Shivas Yomim Toichal Olav Matzis. The requirement and the chiyuv to eat matzah is independent of the Korban Pesach. It's dependent on the lav of eating chometz. Since not eating chometz applies even when you don't have a Korban Pesach, so does the mitzvah of eating matzah, the chiyuv of eating matzah, just on the first night of Pesach, but the chiyuv to eat matzah also applies even in the absence of Korban Pesach. Let's see that inside. Rabbi Yehuda Omalacha, Hahu Lekoiv Oi Choiva, that this comparison between Leisoich Halal of Chometz and Shivas Yomim, Toich Halal of Matzah, is actually to introduce or to establish a Chiyuv Afilu Bizman Azeh. It's coming to teach us that even nowadays, where there is no Korban Pesach, unfortunately we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh, we don't have a Korban Pesach, the Issa of Chometz does apply. It's only the mitzvah of Matzah that we would have thought doesn't apply without Korban Pesach, because it says, Al Matzah is a Moririm Yoichluhu, that Matzah and Morir is an annex to Pesach. So I may have thought in the absence of Korban Pesach there's no Chiyuv Matzah. This Pasuk tells us that all the while there's an Issa Chometz, there's also a Chiyuv of Matzah. Asks the Gemara, Reb Shimon lekoivoi choiva minoli. So Reb Shimon, who learns this pasuk differently, Reb Shimon, who learns that the issa to eat chometz only applies from the night of the 15th, not before, from this pasuk, how does he know when there's no korban pesach there's still a chiyuv to eat matzah? Says the Gemara, nafkadei, he learns it from another pasuk. The pasuk says, Barishon barba soyim lachodesh bo erev toichlu matzis ad yoyim echad v'esim lachodesh bo erev. He learns out from the extra words of Be'erev Teichlu Matzis. Reb Yehuda, what does Reb Yehuda do with these words of Be'erev Teichlu Matzis, eat matzis in the evening of the night of the 15th? What's that coming to include according to Reb Yehuda? It's not coming to include even when there's no Korban Pesach, for example, Bizman Azeh. He learns that from the Pasuk of Loisoi Chalol of Chometz, Shivas Yomim Teichlol of Matzis. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Miboyele, he uses it for a different instance, not for nowadays where there's no Korban Pesach, but he uses it for a Tomei v'shahoyo b'derech rechoyka, for somebody who's either Tomei or too far away, and therefore they are both, these people are not able to bring Korban Pesach, even in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh. So to teach us that Sol Kedai Techamina, I may have thought, Hoyelu b'Pesach lo yoichel, since they do not eat Korban Pesach, they're exempt of Korban Pesach. Matzo Moro Nami lo neichel, they also are not required to eat Matzo Moro, or Komash Malon, that's Reb Yehuda learns from the Pasuk, but Erev Toichlu Matzos, eat Matzos on the night of the 15th, even though you're not required to bring a Korban Pesach. Komash Malon, that's the Chiddush. V'Reb Shimon, Tomei v'Shehoyo b'Derech Rechoyko, lo yitzrich kro. Reb Shimon says that I don't need a special pasuk to tell us that a Tomei, somebody who was either Tomei or he was too far away to eat Korban Pesach, that he also has to eat the matzah. Delei Gora, it's no different from an Oril or Ben Nechor. Somebody who's Tomei or distant from the Beis HaMikdosh is in the same bracket as an Oril, somebody who hasn't had Mila, somebody whose brothers died and it was dangerous for him to do the Bris Mila, or Ben Nechor, or somebody who's deeds are estranged from Hashem. It's a Yisrael who's serving Avodah Zarah. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, V'chol Oril lo yoichal boy. It says in the Pasuk, V'chyogur itcho ger v'oso pesach l'Hashem himoy lo yikol zachor, v'oz yikrav l'asayse v'hoyo ke'ezra cha'oretz v'chol Oril chol Oril lo yoichal boy. Boy hu eino yoichal, aval yoichal hu b'matzo morir. There's an added Pasuk by Oril and Ben Necho that says, Chol Oril lo yoichal boy, and Oril does not eat Korban Pesach. But that means, boy, only Korban Pesach he doesn't eat, but he does eat something else. What does he eat? Matzah Morir. And the same way as an Oral, only Pesach he doesn't eat, but Matzah Morir he does eat, so too, Tomei v'derech rechoyka is exempt from Pesach, from Korban Pesach, but he's not exempt from Matzah. Rabbi Yehuda Ksiv Bahai, Ksiv Bahai. Rabbi Yehuda says you have one posuk by Oral to say that only Pesach he doesn't eat, Matzah he does eat. And we have Be'erev Teichlu Matzahs to say that Tomei v'derech rechoyka doesn't have a chiyuv of Korban Pesach, nonetheless has a chiyuv of Matzah. And he has the posuk of Be'erev Teichlu, of Loiseichel of Chometz, Shivas Yom Teichlu of Matzahs, to say that even Bizman Azeh, we don't have Korban Pesach, we still have the chiyuv of Matzah. So this is the end of the Braisa. We've now established the sources according to Reb Yehuda and according to Reb Shimon to their opinion, and the main argument at this point being whether on Erev Pesach, from after 6 hours of the 14th of Nisan, is then lav in the Torah to eat chometz. According to Reb Yehuda there is, according to Reb Shimon there isn't. And basically, Lili in the Braisa will remember, he held that regarding Issa Hanor, that there's no Issa Hanor, even for Yisrael, from his own Chometz on Pesach. And that is the three opinions in the Braisa. And now the Gemara is going to ask, now that we have these three opinions, we have to go back to our Mishnah and decide who our Mishnah is referring to, who's the author of our Mishnah. And that's going to be in the next Shir in Mirtzah Hashem.